Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Thirty-four, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Well, everybody in sync with the new time zone.
Everybody spring ahead.
That's right. Evidently they did.
Yeah.
Because it is 5:34 now, and welcome to a new week. We have some great prizes for you this week. And we have mostly cloudy skies today, breezy and colder with a 50% chance of rain or snow showers, the high 35. Now, here's the thing. It's 25 now. You might even see in up north tonight maybe a couple of inches of accumulation. Today and tomorrow, that's the snow activity. Then as we head towards the weekend, things are trying to change to spring. So that's how the week's going to go for you weather-wise. So here we go. This is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 6:17. And it's a local story.
It is. Longtime listener Derek, the Wheaties man,
yes,
as he calls himself, he called with the Tell Me Something Good, Bowling for Charity.
That's exactly right.
My name is Derek, the Wheaties man.
Yeah.
And I was in a bowling tournament with Bowling for a Cure down in Niles, Michigan, about 3 weeks ago. They are a breast cancer awareness facility. And I went there and bowled in a tutu and a big clear cart.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
And this isn't the first time, is it?
No.
This is my second time.
That's right.
There will be more.
I remember the first time, and I was just getting rid of that in my memory banks, but now you're, and now you're reliving it again. Okay, great.
Did you raise some money?
Yes, we did. The goal was they always want to get at least $20,000 or more.
Right.
Right.
When I left the facility and they still had 3 hours to go, they had already raised $18,000.
Wow.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Over the last 12 years, they made an announcement. The last 12 years, they have raised over $175,000 just for this event.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Got to feel good, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, every time, and simply because my mother is a survivor right now of breast cancer as we speak.
Mm-hmm. So when
fantastic.
So when she sees you in that tutu, she just goes, "That's my boy."
No, she said that's my daughter because she never had a daughter in the family.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, good job again.
Yeah, great job. Thanks for sharing that with us.
You're welcome, Tracy. I thought that one would be the best.
Yeah, send me a picture because I can share it on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy page, too.
Go on Bowling for a Cheer on Facebook, and you will see them all.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, and that's what we'll do then. And you know really the funny part of it is? The tutu has nothing to do with that. He just likes to wear that.
Yeah, yeah. He likes to wear the tutu and leotards.
Yeah, he just bowls better that way.
Gotta try it, Jack.
No kidding.
Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
It gets me going.
101.5. All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
It's 6:51.
From the show.
Yeah. Now, what was this?
From the show.
Yeah.
What are you wanting him to do?
To come over.
Well, baby, I don't
think I can get him to come over. We can watch him later tonight if you want to.
So that's a little girl.
Yeah.
Who is crying for Fuller House's Uncle Jesse.
Because he wants...
She wants him to come over.
Yeah.
So this video went viral last week.
Yeah.
And apparently John Stamos got wind of it.
And
he was so touched. He said, "This made my world. I need to FaceTime with this young lady. Hashtag adorbs." So he followed through with that promise and was able to call them up in Columbia, Tennessee over the weekend. And shared a screenshot of the two on a call and captioned, "I had an illuminating 15-minute FaceTime chat with my new friend Iris."
How about that?
And invited her to the set this summer.
Oh my God, they're going to have a
ball, right?
Yeah, oh, no kidding.
Isn't that the sweetest, though? I want to talk to Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The sweetest. Well, a nun involved in a years-long legal dispute with Katy Perry over an 8-acre former convent that is died in court on Friday. 89-year-old Sister Catherine Rose Holman was in court for a post-judgment hearing related to the case when she collapsed. And what's worse, just hours before her death, she publicly begged Katy Perry to stop trying to purchase the convent. Now, Perry started to make this purchase back in 2014, but Holzman and another nun who disapproved of Perry after watching her music videos tried to block the sale of their former home and then sell it to a local businesswoman. There has been a lengthy legal battle ever since. That's sad. Well, Tim McGraw collapsed on stage while performing in Dublin, Ireland last night.
Really?
He had just finished performing a song when he dropped on stage, and he needed help getting up and off stage. Now, they took a short break, and then his wife, Faith Hill, came back out blaming his illness on dehydration, and she apologized to fans, saying that she made the decision he cannot come back out on stage. So hopefully he's doing better.
Yeah, really.
Well, Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott took their 5 kids out to dinner at Black Bear Diner in Tarzana, California Friday night when they were visited by police and eventually escorted out of the restaurant. A Spelling looked like she was taking pictures during this whole ordeal. Mm-hmm. And this makes it the third time in 9 days that authorities have been in contact with the couple. Now, police were first called to a verbal dispute in their home on March 1st. Someone called 911 to report it. And then McDermott called 911 on March 11th to request that someone check on his wife's well-being. Their marital problems and financial problems have been pretty public. So no word yet on why they were escorted out of the restaurant. But just wow. Yeah, not a good week.
Not good.
Not a good couple weeks, I should say. Well, Olivia Munn took to Instagram over the weekend to shut down reports that she's dating her friend Jennifer Aniston's ex-husband Justin Theroux. She shared a screenshot of a conversation with her publicist in which she warned that a media outlet was preparing a story about the romance. She said, "I just thought I'd let you guys know on my own that it's not." She continued, "Dear tabloids, please stop matching me with my friend's exes." She was also recently targeted. I remember I was talking about this on Radio Paparazzi. She was reported to be dating her friend Anna Faris's ex, Chris Pratt.
Boy, she's busy. According to these resources, she's busy with everybody's boyfriend.
Trailing all the exes.
And exes, I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, she's denying those reports as well.
Okay, all right. Well, it's her word against theirs.
Exactly. All righty. You guys ready for the birthday game?
No.
All right. Let's look at Saturday's birthday. Sharon Stone.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say, 51.
56.
60.
Wow, I was going to go 60, man.
No, that's surprising.
I didn't want to bother. I didn't get mad at me.
She's been in Hollywood
for a while, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She has.
Robin Thicke.
I'm going to say Robin Thicke is 35.
45.
He's 41.
He's 41.
And Chuck Norris.
Watch out. Watch that roundhouse.
you get this wrong, man, there's going to be a foot coming at you.
He can still do it.
He can still do it.
For being 70.
Man, you think he's older than you?
Yes, I do. And he better be.
65.
You guys are going to be blown away. Chuck is 78.
Wow.
He's
78.
Now,
hold on.
So he is
Saturday.
Older than Jack. Do you think you can take him in a fight?
No.
Okay.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
I listen all morning.
Oh, man, it was great.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right. Let's get her opinion on this.
Oh,
here.
Boy.
Siri, do you think my kids play their music too loud?
Oh, wow. This one is going to hurt your feelings because basically, it means that you are old now. Ha 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 ha. Sorry, it is true. Whenever you feel like your kids are listening to music too loud, it means that you have officially become an old person who is out of touch with what is cool. Trust me. Remember when you thought that your parents were nerds? It was right around the time that they didn't understand your music and thought that you were playing it too loud. Have fun now that your kids don't think you are cool anymore. It is going to be a fun ride for you from here on out.
Yeah.
You know, I beg to differ because my kids will yell from the backseat, Mom, the music's too loud. Can you turn it down?
See,
so
we
laugh about the role reversal. Sure, honey.
I'd go up my room growing up and just blast whatever I had on. Yeah. Whatever. I'm doing homework. How are you studying?
Now, where we do have that issue is headphones. My teen will put in those headphones and nothing. You're screaming, dinner's ready.
Well, they don't hear a thing. No.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5, 742.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Well, mine, I always pick something that either you experience one way or the other, and I have flying, right? Have we all flown? No, some people haven't flown. I have friends that have never been on a plane.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I've flown.
They've driven everywhere with their family vacations. They were like the Griswolds. They would drive from Chicago to Mexico. You know, it's like literally they would drive everywhere. So they never, he never went on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all been on a plane. So we all know about, you know, and this is a life hack that really you can use anywhere. But when you park in a spot, say you have to park your car at the airport and
right.
you go away, say to Vegas for a weekend, and you come back and your memory might be a little fuzzy. Where did I park my car? Now they have apps for that, but say you forgot to do the app.
Mm-hmm.
If you just pull your camera out and snap a picture.
That's it.
You know, of like T4,
yep.
the green level or whatever it is, you'll be fine. The other one I have, which is if money's not an issue, they actually have a thing called Jet Smarter. It's an app. It's kind of, or it's not an app, but it's like Uber for airlines. You can actually book private flights across the country. So just to show you, Arlington, Texas to Houston, Texas for 8 people, it's only about $365 a person.
Hmm.
But you get your private jet.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that existed.
No.
So next time you fly, next time you guys fly, maybe you might want to just private jet Uber.
Oh, sure. We'll get right on that.
Sure, we'll get right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so mine you and Ellie will enjoy. I know how you guys enjoy your Popeyes. Okay. Have you ever, and at home, London does this all the time, it makes her own popsicles. Have you ever done that with the molds?
No, I mean, I've done it growing up. I've never done it with Aldi.
Well, this is a neat idea, though, and a recipe for success. You use the molds, you use Sprite, and then you put in gummy bears, and then you freeze that as a popsicle. So you see the gummy bears all through there, and you have Sprite. You put the stick in, you freeze it in your mold, and you have awesome popsicles.
There you go.
I love that.
That's not bad at all.
Ooh, I like that.
Mine is, in case you run out of toilet cleaner.
I know baking soda.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of that. But this one, use lemon-flavored Kool-Aid mix.
Really? No, I've heard Coke, but I have not.
The citric acid helps remove stains, and the lemon flavor leaves your bathroom smelling great. Just sprinkle in a pack, swirl it around in the toilet with a brush, and let it sit there for a few hours. And during that time, you might want to close the door. If you have dogs, I mean, it's hard enough to keep their head out of there to begin with. You start adding flavors.
The struggle is real at our house with one of our dogs.
Well, while that is happening, keep the door closed. And there you go. That's what you do.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Yeah, that's what that is. Here at 7:56, time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
Well, this is something that is quite honestly weird.
No, on Go Figure? Weird. Really?
You know, I've only been on, let me stand up here, on a plane where I've heard like you have an emergency landing or something, right? A guy passed out on a plane, actually to Chicago back before I moved away and then I was flying back.
Yeah.
Literally, a guy, his blood sugar dropped. I mean, he was okay, but he passed out. And, you know, I get it on the speaker. You know, is anyone, I know this is kind of cliche, but is anyone a doctor on board? Like, literally, that was, and I've got my headphones on and I pop them out. I go, like, excuse me, the person next to me. I was like, I don't usually like talking to people on planes that I don't know unless I'm with, like, my wife or something and they're just connect.
Yeah.
But did I really? He goes, yeah, that's, they really asked for a doctor. Turns out it was fine, but we literally, flown, like usually you circle going into Chicago, especially O'Hare. No, we flew. It was like a direct, okay, we're landing. Like literally it happened like that. So, but a passenger on an Alaskan airline from Anchorage to Seattle managed to get the entire flight actually canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Canceled when he decided it was a good idea to go in the plane's restroom, get naked, take all of his clothes off, and then locked himself in there.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not coming out.
But I'm in here naked.
Wow. Yeah, so they say there's a subject on the aircraft that he barricaded it and locked himself in the bathroom that they told the police department.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Flight attendants did find him without clothes on, and no emergency was officially declared or anything as Wednesday afternoon. And as of now, the identified passenger, or the unidentified passenger, I should say, has not been arrested.
Really?
Yeah, wow. He grounded an entire plane and...
I hope he found his clothes.
Yeah.
It's time now for Bogus or Bargain, the fun radio game where your ability to recognize a real bargain could make you a winner. Here's how it works. We'll read three classified newspaper ads. Two will be bogus and one a real bargain from the South Bend Tribune's classified section. Just tell us which ad is the real bargain and win. Bogus or bargain? Only on Sunny 101.5.
And what a prize you're going to get if you know the bargain. Mm. Look at this. You got a $25 gift certificate to Mosier's. They're our restaurant of the week this week. That's in New Carlisle. And a $50 Four Winds Casino gift card. All of that. If you can pick the real bargain, here we go. We start off with a fiddle. Hee-haw type fiddle. Novelty fiddle, $50. Next, men's brushed tungsten wedding band with CZ and polished beveled edges, $100. Mm-hmm. And last, vintage Union Pacific red weighted brass spittoon, as is, $50. So, there's your choices. What do you think? 236-1015. Good luck. Sunny 101.5, who's this?
This is Ross.
Okay, which one do you think is the real bargain?
I think the fiddle is the bargain.
Fiddle, hee-haw type fiddle, novelty fiddle, $50. That's the bargain.
Yes,
that is in the South Bend Tribune classifieds today. So Sounds, I guess that's a good price for a hee-haw fiddle. Anyway, you have tickets to Mosier's Restaurant of the Week in New Carlisle and Four Winds Casino gift card. Congratulations.
What's your name? You're listening to Jack, Steve, and Tracy on Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us for the Tuesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Jack, Steve, Tracy, and a wheel.
Oh. And some side bets.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you know, just up the ante a little. Yeah.
We have certificates for our Restaurant of the Week and to the Four Winds Casino. So join us tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.